Later today, Elon Musk's company, SpaceX, is set to conduct another test of the largest rocket ever built. As NPR's Jeff Brumfiel reports, environmental concerns have slowed the rocket's development, but with President Trump's election, that may be about to change.
It's called Starship, and it is a monster. It's taller than the Statue of Liberty. Every time it launches, it sends out a deafening shockwave.
30 seconds into the flight, the rumble's just starting to reach us here at launch control.
The launch site is located in the middle of state and federally protected wetlands. Biologists have documented that the sound and heat damage the eggs of nesting birds. SpaceX wants to launch every other week, but it's been slowed by the Federal Aviation Administration, which is conducting an environmental assessment. And earlier this year, the Environmental Protection Agency fined SpaceX because water used to cool its launch pad was allowed to run off into the wetlands without a permit. Those sorts of holdups may be about to go away.
We will land an American astronaut on Mars. Thank you, Elon. Thank you. Get going, Elon. Get that spaceship going, Elon.
That was President Trump speaking at a rally in Tempe, Arizona last month. Lori Garver is a former deputy administrator at NASA. She says she anticipates that the agencies overseeing SpaceX are about to become much more hands-off.
I think the biggest difference in the next year is on the regulatory side.
Those careful assessments of Starship's environmental impact could be swept aside in the new administration.
The FAA and the EPA will not be raising flags as they have been these last couple years.
If regulators do less, a larger role could go to the courts. Jared Margolis is a lawyer with the Center for Biological Diversity. His group is leading a lawsuit against the FAA because they claim environmental regulations are already not being properly followed.
They might try to get away with more, which might mean we need to add more to our case.
Margolis says his group is ready to challenge SpaceX and the government.
We're not afraid of confronting the Trump administration. We're not afraid of making sure that environmental laws are being complied with. That's what we do.
But Trump's win will likely make SpaceX a lot more powerful. Tim Ferrer is president of TMF Associates, a firm that analyzes the space business. He says SpaceX already has billions in government contracts to launch satellites and provide services.
Musk's influence will presumably only boost that dominance.
This launch of the world's largest rocket is a powerful reminder of how this election has consequences on Earth and beyond. Jeff Brumfiel, NPR News.